Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This.
I tend to come home and just start ravaging food like a coyote.
It's Early Break with Sip and Jake. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we thank you, Sip, for those Journal Star memories. We'll have more of those, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll have more. And Parker can share... He can verify everything I said about whipping that football around the newsroom.
Well, we'll ask him that after his proper introduction on this fine Double Barrel Wednesday. Double Barrel Wednesday. It's a Double Barrel Wednesday.
Double Barrel Wednesday had some pop, didn't it? Very good job by Parker on Double Barrel Wednesday.
You guys know what day it is? It's Double Barrel Wednesday.
We're now joined by your colleague, Parker Gabriel, the Journal Star. Parker, good morning. Sip was telling us that the Journal Star building, is now gone, but you guys apparently had some great times throwing the football around. He says you got a gun on you, Parker. Can you confirm that you have a strong right arm?
Yes, good strong right arm.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I don't know if it's so much that I have a strong arm. It's just that, you know, the thing about 926 P Street is not exactly, you know, before it came down, it wasn't probably going to win. It wasn't going to show up in Architectural Digest, you know. So the ceilings were pretty low.
Yeah,
they had to keep the ball low.
Oh, yeah. I got you.
You were throwing it, you know, even if you had, if you had Sipple work in the post route and cross and face against Baz, still had to – keep it pretty low, so everything was on a line. You couldn't throw the rainbow, you know, fade up the sideline.
No, we had to go outside to do that, which we did in that little alleyway.
Of course you did.
Yeah, but Parker, there was that wide open space. You know the one I'm talking about was literally like 30 yards, like right.
You could really cut it loose and not worry too much, especially as the. The late stage got later and later. You know, there weren't, like you say, I mean, not only was the building not full of people, but obviously, I don't think this is speaking ill of management. Obviously, the interest in keeping everything in shape waned too as you got closer to the building coming down. So it wasn't such a big deal if you were to say, you know, let it go a little too much and you knock a ceiling tile out of place.
Which happened. And do you remember the time where I threw a ball to Baz and it hit some sort of metal structure? And it made an awful sound. The whole newsroom, you know, turned their heads and you went scurrying into my office like a little kid.
Wow. Yeah, take that.
It was partially probably the guilt, you know, like go stand in the dunce corner. But also, the other part of it was I just was laughing so hard that, you know, it was like only added to the, I think we probably, if we referred to ourselves as jackals, we weren't the only ones. And so I was like laughing like a hyena or something. The newsroom probably didn't need to see the lack of respect I had for what was happening.
Baz always handled that stuff really well.
He probably encouraged it. He loved it.
I really wondered if you could throw a ball through. You know, we had this like, on the side of the newsroom, we had this like flank of offices kind of, and our boss Clark was there.
Yeah.
And then there was a conference room, and then there was Sipple's office. And then there was a coat closet, which was like Sipple's second office. There was an empty office on the end of the row, which was like Sipple's third office. But it was all glass. It was glass paned. And we always sort of wondered if you could actually throw a football through the glass, or if it was more, you know, or if it was a little too flexible. And
yeah, those panes were flexible.
Probably, luckily, we never found that out.
No, we should have in the waning stages, in the very late stages. We should have just went up there and whipped the ball at that window and see if it went through. It was very strong glass. I don't know if it would have went through or not.
Parker, who has the better arm, Baz or Sip?
Oh God, don't ask this question.
We actually took. So I took. Sipple's got stories he can't tell. I've got video I can't share.
Yeah, you can't share.
I have slow motion video of Sipple throwing form that maybe we'll have to check with Mark Whipple on.
And yeah, let's check that out.
I don't have a good form.
If you took a football throwing motion and a shot putter, it's sort of like somewhere in.
I have a low release point because I was an infielder. You know,
yeah, like Philip Rivers here, basically.
Yeah. All right. Let's ask some football.
Well, speaking of Mark Whipple, Parker, he's had a good month. He got Chuba Purdy, this week he had Casey Thompson previously for Nebraska. So two additions to Nebraska's roster. I'm curious in terms of Chuba Purdy. This is a tough question, I guess, but is Chuba Purdy to you closer to being the number one quarterback in Lincoln or the number four quarterback in Lincoln when he arrives?
Yeah, that is a tough question. I think he's probably has the most variance out of all of them. I mean, I think we know that Casey Thompson's likely to compete for the starting job. He started in the Big 12. He started 10 games for Texas. He threw 24 touchdowns in the Big 12. Like, he's going to be in the mix. Now, could someone beat him out? Yeah, someone could beat him out, but you know he's going to be in there. And then with the other guys, I think it's a little harder to tell. Logan Smothers and Purdy. Logan Smothers and Purdy have roughly similar experience. They both started one game. They've both appeared in a handful of games, mostly in sort of reserve, and then they were thrown into one game as a starter. For Purdy, that was in 2020. For Smothers, obviously, it was in November. So I tend to think that those guys are kind of in a similar spot where they could really pick up what the new coach wants. Now, obviously, Purdy has a longer history with Whipple than Logan Smothers does, which is sort of one of the oddities of a new coach coming in. But they're both learning a new system. They're both going to be asked to do new things. So I think that you sort of lump them in a similar bucket. But if, I mean, push comes to shove, to answer your question, I think Chuba Purdy's probably ends up closer to the number one job than to the number four job. But I do think that there's a lot of competition to be had, not only for the starting job, but for what the pecking order looks like, you know, for 2022, but also beyond.
Parker Gabriel joins us from the Lincoln Journal Star. Slight shift of gears here. You had an interesting weekend of coverage because of what happened with DeAndre Jackson.
He
was a Texas A&M running back who went into the transfer portal, was in Lincoln. Now he's not going to be part of the situation in Lincoln. Then Nebraska gets Anthony Grant from New Mexico Military Institute. What are your takeaways, I guess, from the way that all went down Saturday?
Yeah, well, it's an unfortunate situation. I mean, look, you know, if you're gonna transfer, if you're gonna go play college football, you've got to have your academics in order, and that's, you know, at the end of the day, that was sort of the situation with DeAndre Jackson. But it's unfortunate because, you know, the kid and his family, they come to Lincoln, they think that hey, they're just gonna enroll in classes, you know, official visit, enroll in classes, and either go back to Texas really briefly and come back up to start classes, or maybe even just stay in Lincoln, and then that doesn't happen. The simplest way to describe it is that the best route DeAndre Jackson has to be eligible to play football in 2022 is to go back to A&M and have a good semester there in the classroom. So that's what he's going to do. Whether he ends up at Nebraska as a scholarship player depends on several factors. A, you know, if he gets the classroom stuff taken care of. B, you know, if he keeps himself in shape, even though he's probably not going to be part of the Texas A&M program this semester. And C, probably most critically, if Nebraska has room for him. You know, when you're recruiting somebody, there's when you expect they're going to get to campus, and then there's everything else. And so DeAndre Jackson was a guy who had a spot to come up here and be a mid-year enrollee and go through spring ball and compete for the job and all of that. That situation inherently changes when the timeline for arrival changes. So, like, is there a chance he ends up here? Yeah, there is. But I also don't think Nebraska can afford to hold a spot until May and hope that everything else on the kids' end falls into place. So could it happen? Yes. As we know, the running back room is wide open and there could be more attrition or whatever. But we also know that they took Anthony Grant, like you said, Sipple. Mm-hmm. We know that they're keep recruiting a Jay Allen, who's a high school kid from Louisiana, who was committed to Brian Applewhite at TCU. There could be other transfers to come onto the market. So it's a, you know, it wasn't the cleanest situation, but now you just move forward and see what happens in a few months.
Yeah, I know we've talked about this throwing the football thing around, and it makes us sound like we don't work. You've been working. How would you characterize your workload since November 8th, the day that Frost parted ways with four staff members? I'm not asking you to. I know you don't feel bad about it. Yeah, it seems like you enjoy it. But what's it been like covering Nebraska football the last 2+ months?
Yeah, it's been a crazy stretch. You know, I mean, and for the most part, everything has happened. It's all, for as busy as it's been, this is less about my job and more about it's unfolded. I mean, it's all happened in a relatively orderly manner.
Yes.
Even though it's been busy, a lot has happened. You know, there's been four coaches that are fired, one that left, five coaches hired, five or six players, including a four-year starting transfer quarterback that's transferred out, a recruiting class that's now at 25 or 26, depending on how you count DeAndre Jackson, you know, nine transfers, eight of whom are starting class this week, you know, 15 in the signing class. And it's like they kept adding to the class so consistently. It used to be, like, even in 2019, you know, they got nine guys in the last 7 days before signing day in December, and it was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, what a stretch. But then they signed 24 guys on December 17th or whatever it was, and recruiting was pretty much over. Not entirely, but, you know, for the most part, that was it. Now it's like National Signing Day was barely a blip on the radar in terms of, like, how they've continued to recruit. And so it's been busy. There's more to come. And I finally got caught on Monday, whatever day that was. Chubba Purdy committed while I was out on a run. But otherwise, it's been a lot of time sitting at the computer and trying to, you know, on the phone and trying to figure out what's going to happen next.
You said there's more to come, Parker. I'm curious regarding how many more guys you think we're looking at in terms of potential portal additions for Nebraska this season.
Well, a bunch. This season, I think a bunch. I think it's possible that there's one or even two more still to come that they could try to sneak under the wire before the late registration deadline next week. Nesta Silvera, the defensive tackle from Miami, is definitely on the radar screen. And then the other guy, and Mike Schaefer from 24/7 wrote about this, and I've, you know, track down a little bit of information about Omar Brown, who's a defensive back at Northern Iowa, just went in the portal last night. Those are two guys I think that are worth watching over the next few days. And then they're going to, you know, they've got visits lined up now the next 2 weeks still where they can have guys on campus. And so there's recruiting to be done a little bit at the high school level still. They've got two junior days coming up this Friday and next Friday. And on top of that, I think they're already sorting out who might be in the portal and available now, but who's not a guy who would be on campus until after the spring semester. So you could see further addressing, especially offensive line and defensive line, and then sort of based on what happens in the spring from the portal still, but just stuff that guys that wouldn't be on campus till May or June.
Parker, always good stuff. Thank you for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Yeah, it was like the, you know, I say shut up, Sipple, and you say shut up, Sipple, and the game's called shut up, Sipple. But when that ball pinged in the newsroom, and it was like the entire newsroom looked at it, sang out in chorus, shut up,
I'd love to hear that.
It was
I'd
like
love to
that.
Hear that chorus.
It was like that. I always tried to fit that ball in the tight windows, literally, and sometimes it didn't work.
Well, there you go. Parker, thank you, man.
Good job, Parker.
Parker Gabriel, Lincoln Home Star.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, it's been busy. But I was struck by something Parker said, and I've been struck by this from Nebraska. They've managed it well, Nebraska, all this sort of activity. Really, the DeAndre Jackson situation was the first where it got a little unwieldy. You know, it happened on a Saturday, so it probably got by a lot of people. But he was on campus, and then it was discovered that there was an academic snag. And now you're in an awkward situation, right? The kid's on campus with his parents. This isn't probably going to work. It's been, like Parker said, it's been very orderly. Like Scott's handling of the staff hires, there wasn't any big snags that gave you pause. Like, or, you know, something can happen in those situations. Like a guy takes the Nebraska job, gets another offer and says, okay, I'm gone. Dana Altman at Arkansas,
right.
You know, gets introduced as their head coach. And then the next day says, no, I'm not doing this. Something like that, you know. Nothing like that happened. Nothing like that happened.
Okay.
Remember that?
I do.
Dana?
Yeah,
they
do.
Made him do
I was
that.
In high school.
They made him do the hog call.
I
don't think he liked doing that.
No, he's like, I'm peacing out of here. This is not for me.
The hog call.
I think I'll go beat Oregon.
Do you know what the hog call is?
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it, but I know what it is.
I'll do the woo pig suey.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, I know the hog call.
What actor did I ask? Oh, yeah, I asked you.
It's like Kevin Bacon. Like, I know things, you know? I'm knowledgeable to a certain extent.
Kevin Bacon's been off the radar screen a little
bit. Yeah, but I'm 30. You know, I'm not 15. You know, a 15-year-old might not know who Kevin Bacon is. A 30-year-old would, even though he hasn't been on the screen.
Harrison,
recently.
You know who Kevin Bacon is?
Okay. And he's 22.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay, let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 402-464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You are 1-1. On the week, remember, you almost had it on the dot for the points for Miles Bridges yesterday. You were 0.1 off.
Yeah, I guess 19.
You deserve the win.
Yeah, I guess 19.7 is 19.6.
So you deserve that win.
Thank you.
Congrats. Today is, of course, Wild Card Wednesday. Where do we go for Wild Card Wednesday? How about native countries of bands or singers?
Whoa, good one.
Where are these popular singers or bands from?
Good one.
I'll give you a hint. None of these are the USA, so don't guess USA.
Okay.
All right? 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, Shut Up Sipple!
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to Shut Up Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple, brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. There's a line open for you, 402-464-5685. What countries are these famous musicians from? Bands, singers, where are they from? The answers are not the USA. Four questions, none of them are the United States of America.
It's a great topic.
So I think if you guys like music, then give us a call, 402-464-5685. I think you feel good about this topic. We'll see what the callers feel like here. Do you feel good about this topic?
I actually do feel good
your
about
chances.
Where's Corey? Well, come on, Corey.
Well, now they're calling.
Where's Corey?
People just need a little bit, you know, need to perk up.
I don't want Corey to call because he'll be really good.
Now the lines are all jacked. Tom, how do you feel about native countries of bands and artists?
Not bad.
All right, Tom.
All right, Tom.
First question goes to you.
Thanks for calling.
Here we go, Tom. First question. What country was AC/DC from?
I think they were born in Scotland, but the band originated in Australia.
I was going for Australia. You got that one right there. Australia is correct.
Good job, Tom. I would not have gotten that one.
1-0 lead. A sip for the tie. Your first question. What country is Shakira from?
South Africa.
Very quick, confident answer and very wrong. Tom, do you want Shakira's country or not?
I really want to steal it, but it's one of two countries, so I'm going to pass, but it's either Uruguay or Paraguay. I can't remember which one.
Neither, though, so good job. It was Colombia, actually, for Shakira. Shakira is from Colombia.
Okay. Ouch.
So he didn't take it. He's up 1-0. Tom, this is for the win. Your final question. What country is U2 from?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, come on. That's really...
Yeah.
Guys, this is a layup. U2 is from Ireland. Yeah.
You gave him a layup.
I get accused all the time of not giving the caller the layup, so today he gets the layup there. Tom, congrats. You get your bagels. Thanks for calling in, and call in down the road.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, Tom.
You seemed disappointed in my last question there.
Well,
you won the game.
You didn't challenge him.
You want yours? I mean,
yeah.
This is also, I think, a layup.
Okay.
So you both had layups. Just you didn't get your first question right. What country is ABBA from?
Oh, that's not that easy.
I think it's pretty easy.
Sweden. Denmark.
Sweden. Let's go with the first one.
Okay. Sweden.
And then tiebreaker. You already lost, but this is for the heck of it. Do you want to guess what year that AC/DC was formed as a band?
Okay. Yeah, I can definitely guess that. Oh, okay. Let me think about this. I mean, I know. I think I can definitely get the decade. The year was 74,
ooh,
1974.
Just like yesterday, just one off. Oh. 1973.
Okay, so very good guess.
Your tiebreakers have been good. You were 0.1 off yesterday, and you were 1 year off today. That's pretty good.
Well, the reason I know that or remember that is because that's when FM radio started really coming into my life, and I think most people's lives.
You've been 7 or 8 years old at that point.
Yeah.
73,
yeah.
7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I used to steal this big radio my dad had and take it in my room. And, yeah, I remember AC/DC coming onto the scene. That's when I started liking Springsteen in the 70s. And I listened to a lot of that sort of rock and roll then.
There you go. Well, that's
when I was a kid.
Good history
I was just
lesson
a kid,
there for us. Thank you for giving us that story. Appreciate that.
Do you really appreciate
it's
that?
It's nice to hear how young Sip operated. I'm young Jake on the show, but that's young Sip back in the day.
10-year-old. 8-year-old.
You were 7.
1974, I was 8. Yeah,
I said 73.
Yeah, 7. 7. Wow. 7.
Just a little punk back then.
Oh, hello.
We'll bring in DP and Jay Foreman for the spillover next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.